Rescuers have found all 12 boys and their football coach alive inside the flooded Tam Luang cave last night. The 13 victims from the local football club, the Mupa Academy, in Mae Sai have been stranded inside the cave in Chiang Rai province because of flash floods since June the 23rd. The Chiang Rai governor confirmed at 10:25 p.m. last night that the victims had been found. He also made clear that rescue operations would continue non-stop until the victims were safely transferred out of the cave and to hospitals. Doctors with diving skills have been accessing the caves overnight to the spot where the victims have stayed. Checkups will be needed to determine whether the football team members can be moved out of the dark cave immediately. If not, they'll receive first aid and food inside the cave first. Evacuation and transportation plans have already been drawn up. The good news declared by Governor Nang Rongsak received loud cheers and applause. Meanwhile, outside the caves, the family of the 13 victims burst with joy last night after learning that the 10-day rescue search operations had finally been successful. An uncle of a 13-year-old football player said, "I'm so glad that I cannot think of anything else." Another mother said, "I'm over the moon." Back in Phuket, a group from the Department of National Parks, Wildlife and Plant Conservation headed out to Koh Phayu, where 80 monkeys have recently been released to their new home. The visit was made to check on their welfare and give them some seafood treats. 80 monkeys, which had already been sterilized, were released onto Koh Phayu on June the 23rd. The island covers an area of 26 rai. They took some fresh fruit, vegetables and seafood to feed the monkeys. They said they were patrolling along the beach for about 2 to 3 hours, and about 40 monkeys were seen on the beaches around the island, more than last time they visited. And a Soy Dog Foundation cleaning team have removed an astonishing 2.5 tons of rubbish off Maikau Beach. They did the cleanup with staff, volunteers and visitors at the Maikau facility. It's all part of the Soy Dog Goes Green campaign, which was launched last month. The 12 missing boys and their football coach have all been found in Tam Luang Cave by a British cave explorer and the Thai Navy SEALs, all alive, alert, talking and apparently safe. In a video stream from the Pattaya Beach area deep inside the cave, an English caving expert was one of the first to reach the boys. The group, mostly seated and with baggy football shirts pulled over their knees, asked for food and to leave the cave immediately, according to the video which was shared on the official Facebook page of the Royal Thai Navy SEALs. They were asking what day it was, how long have we been in here, and when will we get out? The English diver is heard saying, "Many, many people are coming. We are the first. Don't worry now." One child in the foreground appears to bow in gratitude and says, "Thank you," as his voice falters. Divers reached the group after enlarging a narrow submerged passageway that was too small for anyone to get through while wearing their air tanks. Earlier, a team of rescuers had used huge pumps to reduce the water level, and divers had placed guide ropes and air tanks along the route to reach the site of the trapped boys. Now the hard work continues as rescuers begin to extract them from the flooded and cramped cave. A medic has spent the night with the boys, and other medics and rescuers are heading in as they manage the boys' health and evaluate the best way to extract them all from the caves. And 7 people died just outside the Prachop Kiri Khan township near Hua Hin following a collision between a car and a pickup truck. From the investigation, it appears that the truck lost control and drove into the opposite lane, trying to avoid colliding into a vehicle in front. The truck crashed into a car and then the pickup truck around 7 a.m. yesterday. The truck driver and 6 passengers in the car, all male, died at the scene.